favor.
Few customs that we have on Rosh Hashanah, based on the Gemara, is to make some what we call signs, mainly on the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Second night, most of the Chachamim say it's not so necessary. On the first night, it's our custom to eat certain food and to say certain Yiratzon. The most custom we have is to take an apple, to dip it in the honey. It's the way they teach children in kindergarten. Dip the apple in the honey. And we say Ratzon, Shetei Shana Azor, Shana Tova Mituka. It's not even a joke, it's embarrassing to say that. Say Ratzon Panei Hashem Elokeinu, God Almighty. You know, and then I dip the apple in the honey, I'm going to eat it, I'm going to have a sweet tea. Not even a joke. If you say nice word, it's stupidity. I mean, this is the court day, it's a judgment. Hashem judges the person what he did in the previous year. So there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do anymore. Maybe you can pray. But it's nothing to do with saying a sign, you know, like a dipped apple in the honey. And I'm going to have a sweet year. You're going to have a sweet year because you dipped the apple in the honey, you're going to have a dip in it. And of course, if it's a court date, of course, can you imagine somebody has to appear in the Supreme Court and the judge says, what you got to say? He says, hold on, Your Honor, take it from your pocket. An apple and honey, and dip it in the honey, and say, Yeratzon, judge, Yeratzon, you should judge me right. Doesn't make sense. People do it. So what is real Kavanah, that Hashem will take it seriously, into consideration, what the person does, and it says Hashem's name, it says Hashem Elokeinu, it says Hashem, it talks to Hashem. Yes. It depends on the balance of the sheet. If the balance sheet was good, so you can have a good year. If it's not good, Chas Shalom, what's going to help the apple? It's not going to help the apple. So there's a machloket in the Roshonim already. Rosh Hashanah is a day of happiness or a day of fear. Fear. The machloket in the Roshonim if you're allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. How can you know if you're allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah? In Achronim, you're allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Let me even say, you're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. As a person, it's a very, very scary day. It's the day Hashem decides what's going to be the following year for a person. So he cries. It makes sense he cries. A person cries for nothing today. People go to the airport, go overseas, people cry in the airport away. So this is a major decision. The woman said, you're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Chag, it's Yom Tov. Machloket among the Chachamim. Yes to cry, not to cry. When to cry. How much to cry. That's based the people that say don't cry, even though the Gemara says we don't say Halel. But based on the sentence, Sefer Nehemiah, Israel came back from exile, from Iran. And Israel gave a speech on Rosh Hashanah. In Beit HaMikdash. And when he gave the speech, people cried. Cried in Beit HaMikdash. So Ezra and Nehemiah told him, why are you crying? It's not a day of crying. But what do you mean it's not a day? It's a day that he gave them Musa. He told them, look, you forgot how to speak Hebrew. You married the wrong ladies over there. You don't keep Shabbat. And he said, don't cry today. Today is Chedvat Hashem Imo Oschem. The happiness of Hashem, this is what is going to protect you. That's the explanation of the sentence. Chedvat Hashem, the happiness of Hashem, this is the one that is going to be a shield for you. It says, go, echlu mamtakim, eat sweet things, mamtakim, sweet. Chluma Shmanim, I'm sorry. Chluma Shmanim, eat fat things. Shtum Amtakim, drink sweet things. Shulchu Manot, send Mishloach Manot, like a poem. You have nothing to worry. You have nothing to worry. You just gave us Musar, you told us. You just told us that we don't behave with Chas Shalom, it's Rosh Hashanah. This is the day of judgment. Hashem judges us. He said, don't worry about it. Go, go. Go eat. What can you eat? The day of judgment. The day of judgment, who has appetite? Fat things and drinks, sweet things. I says, they're going to help me. How's going to help me? He says, go ahead. Also, they ever made the Kiddush, probably it's Mordechai and Neshet Nisra Gdolah, they made the text of the Kiddush. The text, we say, Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, Zecher Letziat Mitzrayim. Remember coming out of Egypt. We didn't come out of Egypt on Rosh Hashanah. We came out of Egypt on Pesach. And we say, nevertheless, we say, Zecher Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, Rosh Hashanah, is to remember coming out of Egypt. What Egypt has to do with it? One of the explanation is, you know, start working on Rosh Hashanah while we were in Egypt. The slavery stopped on Rosh Hashanah 6 months before we left. Maybe that's what it means. It's not going to answer Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also. Maybe it says to make Kiddush, maybe. It says Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. In the Tefillah we say, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. In Shmoneh Esrei we also say, Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. On Yom Kippur also. What this has to do, Mitzrayim. But this maybe next week we'll talk about. And then, Akedat Yitzchak, the famous Akedat Yitzchak. So just on the surface, after Hashem told Abraham to go, Hashem told Abraham, go take Yitzchak, put it on the altar. So when Yitzchak was lying on the altar, and Abraham had a knife in his hand, the knife fell, Abraham tried to pick up the knife. So an angel called up Abraham and says, Al Shachat Chalanah, Tazlumah, says, don't do anything. So the Gemara says, Abraham asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, you just told me to do it. So why the angel is telling me not to do it? The Gemara says, Hashem told Abraham, listen, I just told you, Ve'aleu sham le'olah. I just told you, put him over there. I never told you to slaughter him. So it sounds like a joke. Huh? Hashem tells Abraham, go take Yitzchak. He goes and chopped wood. And he comes and he tied Yitzchak and he put Yitzchak on the altar and he's ready to slice to slaughter him. And he says, no, Hashem, don't do this. She said, why? I never told you this. What did I tell you? I told you to put him on, I told him to put him on the altar. This is a joke or something. What do you mean put him? You can't have a tamidash with a sheep. He said, this is my sacrifice. I said, okay, put him on the altar. No, don't worry about it. Don't slaughter him. Take it off. Hashem told him, bring him up. He said, no, I just told you to put him. I never told you to slaughter. Please take him down. What's really behind it? Comes the Gemara and says, you should know that the whole Rosh Hashanah really is based, of course, on the Shofar. And the Shofar, says the Gemara, is to remember Akedat Yitzchak. And then Hashem said, make me a king on you, and I remember you with the Shofar. Comes the Gemara says, listen, Hashem says, I will judge you on Rosh Hashanah, please. You want to get out of court? I'll tell you what you got to do. Just say, I'm your king. Of course you're my king. Who else is my king? Hashem said, no, say it. I know Hashem, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know Hashem. No, Hashem said, I want you to say that on Rosh Hashanah. Here comes the Gemara and said, we have to say, it's in the text, 10 sentences. In Musaf about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Melech, Hashem Imloch, Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech. Listen, sounds to us very, very simple. Nevertheless, Hashem said, you know what? This is how you're going to be saved from the court case. And you say that, then I remember. And then you blow the shofar. And then I consider like you and Akedat Yitzchak. I'm like an Akedat Yitzchak. What do you mean? A person has to come and bring some rope and tie himself on Rosh Hashanah and lie down over there on the table. That's the Akedat Yitzchak. The Gemara says, Kilu akadetem atzmichem lefanai. The Gemara says clearly, that's what it means. Not just, you know, to say this I remind you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Yitzchak, I am also HaKadosh Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as we were tied on the altar. Akadetem atzmechem lefanai. So what does this mean? It's a person, but you have to be serious about it. If a person, let's say, will tie himself with the rope, so it means it's HaKadosh Yitzchak, but it's really, he's ready to give his neck to Hashem. Anyway, the Gemara just said before, that Hashem never told Abraham Psulotah. So the whole thing is a joke. So the Gemara says, no. You don't think on Rosh Hashanah that you're going to be slaughtered, because Yitzchak was not slaughtered. So Yitzchak was tied. So big time, so it's able to tie. So if you tie yourself, so what does it mean? You tie yourself and you lie down on a table, on a piece of stone, and say, hey, Akedat Yitzchak Hashem. Remember, you don't slaughter me. Don't slaughter me, because he is slaughtered Yitzchak. So it's a joke. And then comes the Gemara Yerushalmi, you should say the shofar is so scary to the Satan, so scary that he thinks Mashiach is coming. Then it's opinion of the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol says, "Benisan nigalu v'tishret nimigael." So you may expect Mashiach on Rosh Hashanah. It says because the Satan is afraid of the shofar. He's afraid of the shofar. When he's afraid of the shofar, what does it mean? He's afraid of the shofar. It's every year. So if the last few thousand years we blow shofar. So he's afraid. He said, no, now it's coming now. Now Mashiach is going to come. Now how come he didn't come last year? So this is going to come. Why? Because the shofar is here. So now, I mean, tell us. The person that comes to Shoshana said, Kadosh Baruch Hu expects people to regret. Says the Rambam, well, you should know, regret by a person means few things. Number one, he regrets what he did. Number two, he's being embarrassed by the thing he did. Number three, he accepts on himself not to do it again. And number four, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will be some kind of a witness, he will never do it again. Otherwise, it means nothing, says the Rambam. He didn't do it. Of course, everybody said, I regret. But it means nothing, you regret. You regret and you do it again. So you have to accept on yourself. And you have to get embarrassed in front of yourself, maybe in front of Hashem, and I can do it again. Because that is a guarantee, says the Rambam, that the Shuvah is accepted. And that it means you can have a good year, says the Rambam. Otherwise, if you don't do it, so maybe yes, maybe not. But if you want to make sure you can, so called, you win the case on Rosh Hashanah, and you'll be granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that case. Says the Gemara Tzadikim, nechtadim ve'nechtamim la'alter l'chaim tovim. The Gemara, really, the truth of the matter is, says the Gemara, if somebody is a tzaddik, Hashem on Rosh Hashanah finished the court case with him. And Ari says the person can feel it inside. Ari says the person can feel on Musaf, when they blow the shofar, he can feel something in like a beep in his heart. And at that moment Hashem judged him. I know some people feel it. And so the Gemara says what it means is if you really felt it, it means this year is a guarantee. Finished. You really don't do Yom Kippur. The reason why Yom Kippur is a different reason. But for the Tzadikim, the Gemara says they don't have to do Yom Kippur. It happened to be that in time of Shlomo HaMelech when opened Bet HaMikdash, they didn't fast on Yom Kippur. Gemara says Shlomo was a Navi. That's in the text, in the Navi. It was at Chet Tishrei, the 8th of Tishrei, a certain made Shuvah, 2 days before Yom Kippur, Shlomo opened Bet HaMikdash. On Bet HaMikdash, Shlomo told everybody, Yom Kippur, this Yom Kippur, you don't have to fast. Eat. And all ate. And the Gemara said they ate, because Shlomo said, and accepted Shlomo, Shlomo was a Navi. And then they had some kind of regret. During Yom Kippur, the Gemara said, they had some regret. We ate in Yom Kippur. Why Shlomo said, what has to do with Opim Bet HaMikdash? And the Gemara said, everybody heard in his ear, go home. Hashem accepted whatever you did. Have a good time. So we see that to eat on Yom Kippur, I mean, to fast on Yom Kippur is not something must, even though it says in the Torah. But comes the Gemara and says, listen, if you're tzaddik, Hashem already finished the court gate in Rosh Hashanah, and you can go. I'm just saying, well, you see, it's a way to get rid of. Come to the Gemara, says, I want to tell you something. The Gemara says, you know, somebody goes, he wants to get married to a lady, and he gives her a ring. And the guy is, Lorenzo Alechem, El Capone. Take out to the lady, he says, listen, I'm giving you the ring, and I'm a not Shani Tzadik Gamur. I'm holy, holy, Tzadik Gamur. Not Tzadik, Tzadik Gamur. Holy, holy. So the lady takes the ring. So the Gemara says, well, she wants to get married to somebody else because, you know, the guy, he said he's a Tzadik. Then she sees him on Facebook. The man is a disaster. A disaster. Well, she said, you know, when she met the boy, she said, listen, I want somebody to Shomer Shabbat. I want somebody, you know, that behaves. She said, oh, me, Tzadik Gamur. I'm not Shani Tzadik Gamur. I said, what are you talking about? I'm a tzaddik. So, listen, I forgot to take a haircut and this, I have earrings from my grandfather, that's why I have earrings on my ear. I said, but you know, but I'm really holy, holy, holy man, holy man. And then the Gemara says, you know, the lady wants to get married, she has to get a get from him. The halacha is, this is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, that somebody gives a kiddushin on the condition. The condition is not the kiddushin is not valid unless all the conditions are fulfilled. Somebody tells the lady, I'm going to marry you on the condition I have $1 million in the bank. She said, if you're not when you don't have $1 million in the bank, I'm not your wife. She said, okay, take the ring. She takes the ring, and then they found out that he has $999.99, missing $1. Kiddushin is a kiddushin, doesn't need to get. She can take the ring, give it to him. If not, she can keep it, doesn't mean whatever she wants. You know, she doesn't need no get. A condition, you have to do the condition, the Gemara says. But any condition, the Gemara goes further. The Gemara goes, somebody married a wife, and all of a sudden he sees that she's missing a finger. So he doesn't have to give her a get, she doesn't need a get. It's no condition, it's a mistake. You should be told, it's nothing. You don't need a get for this. You found something after you get married, you found something wrong with the spouse, and that thing is really something that people care about it, so it's no condition. You don't need to. I come to Gemara and said, this guy is El Capone. I said, this guy is really is a bad man. And the girl said, I need somebody, you know, Shema Shabbat, to go learn a little bit of Yomi. He said, yeah, everything. I did. I said, but in that day, of course, why? And then she found out, says the Gemara says, no, if she wants to get married to somebody else, she needs to have a get. He said, have a get? What do you mean, the guy? We spoke about this before, that you must be holy and everything. And the guy says, is what do you call it? Trash. White trash. Low life. Says the Gemara, Shema Yireh Teshuvah Belibo. Maybe he did Teshuvah. Maybe he did Teshuvah. Okay, so again, what the Gemara says means, I says you can't just go get married to somebody else, you know. You have to worry about, maybe you are married to him. So the guy, no, but at the time that he told you, I'm not Shani Tzadik Gamur, it says it's Tzadik Gamur. It says Tzadik Gamur. And it says Tzadik, Tzadik Gamur. Then holy, holy. And the thing, I hope even go in his heart, he did teshuvah. So how far it goes? What do you mean teshuvah? My mom says, you know, teshuvah means that I regret and I accept what I'm not going to do it again. I'm embarrassed and Hashem is a witness. I'm not going to do it again. My mom says, otherwise, not teshuvah. So you think? Yes, it's a bit possible. Really, it's possible. How is it possible? I mean, 30 years is a rubber. What do you mean it's possible? What's the secret behind it? You know, the Gonim and the made us the text of Rosh Hashanah. They decided to add, after Atah Kadosh, a few paragraphs before we say Amelech HaKadosh. So the first paragraph, it says, Michael, ten, Pardecha. The second, I mean, it's just one line, the next one. וכן תן פחדך השם אלוקינו על כל, על כל מעשיך. פיס הקדוש ברוך הוא, put the fear of everybody. But he says to you, אתה קדוש, אתה קדוש. יראו לך כל המעשים, השתחוו לפניך כל הברואים, יעשו כולם מגודה אחת. How do you get these sentences? It means like this. Hashem, as we say, is beg you, put your fear on universe, על כל מעשיך. ועמדך על כל מה שבראת, everybody should be scared of you to death. What is this doing anything? ויראוך כל המעשים. Everybody should have fear of you. ישתחוו לפניך כל הבריאים, everybody should be down to you. Bow down to you. יעשו כולם אגודה אחת, everybody should be together. יעשו את זאת נוחה בלבב שלם. It's to do, to fulfill, you will. כמו שידענו השם אלוקינו, לקמינו, שהשלטן לפניך. The Satan is in front of you. What this is to do now with the Kadosh, what this saying is? What people say? You have to look at us for Pabbi, he says. Oz biyadcha, Torah is in you. Your hand. Uvrabi minecha, strength in your right hand. ושמך נורא על כל מה שבראת. וכן צדיקים הוא ישמח. What do you say? What do you say? What is in it? What is really behind it? חמים tell us, you should know, you read. You read הקדוש ברוך הוא, you ספר שמות, you know, עם ישראל, we're in exile, and then he, Moshe comes, and he eats power on this. So it's then Makot, then Kirat Yamsu. One of In the middle of the Makot, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, you go to Paro, you know, I'm going to hit him more, three more. The man tells Rapper, but I want you to tell the Shetab in Mitzrayim, I want you to tell your children and your grandchildren what I did. So Hashem wants us to tell our children, so therefore Hashem does it to him. He said no. So the Gemara says, we got to our Sinai, Amis restored on Sinai, clean and pure. Paska Zohamata, nobody's gonna die anymore. Nobody's gonna die. This is, was the level that we got to our Sinai. The dirt, so the Gemara says, that we got because we ate. Because Adam HaRishon ate from the tree and the misbehavior, they listened to Hashem. We got to our Sinai, everything stopped. Says no, now everybody's clean, nobody's gonna die no more. Not have done the golden calf, nobody would have died. Like the Gemara said, not one lady died in the desert. They all went to Eretz Israel alive. They didn't participate in the golden calf. How come they didn't? Why? The more religious are not the ladies. Why? So Rami tell us that the Gemara said what it means like this. It's Hashem tells us in the Torah that Paro, when he decided to give Hatam to the Jews, he called up Yocheved and Miriam, and Elisheba, he told them, you the midwives, kill the baby boys. The Torah says, you know, they're afraid of God. They didn't kill the children. As time, but Hashem, because of that, granted Yocheved and Miriam, but take Kunal Viyam Yocheved, Malchut Mim Miriam. So David HaMelech, Malchut comes from Miriam. But she did not do anything to the children. And when and Levi came from Yocheved, she was the two midwives. The Torah tells you, know, that those midwives were afraid of God. They didn't listen to Paro. That's Chacham Rabbi Levi said. Chacham Ibn Ezra said, you have to be afraid only of God, nothing else. Not the policemen, not the court system, nobody. You're afraid of God. You're afraid of God, everything is okay. You're afraid of Paro. So they would have killed all the Jewish babies. We wouldn't have Moshe today. So the reason why Hashem so-called did what he did in Egypt and then Kirat Yam Suf is so-called to show his power so much. How strong it is that we should have fear. If you have fear, you'll never betray Hashem and you'll never do anything against Hashem. So the Gemara says, that's the purpose that Hashem says. That's what he did in Egypt. You should speak about it, you should know. This is what, says the Rambam, listen, it's called Mora Shamaim.
That says, because you have the fear of God, he said, he never can do anything. It's otherwise, and you have the fear as well. So the Gemara says, you know, the Satan is called the king. He's the king of the other side, called Melech Ksi. He's also a king. He has tremendous power. But of course, not like Hashem. So what it means like this, if you have fear of Hashem, you have fear of Hashem, then you're not going to do anything. Then, that's what Hashem did. Hashem sent Amalek. Amalek threatened us. In English, it's called ISIS. Says, you get scared. So, only the king of Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us. There's nothing else to do. Look, in Australia, they do, I believe, 11 planes missing from Libya. What else they do? Or the next to the Golan Heights already? Read the news, nobody said anything. The head of the ISIS is the guy in Washington. He's the head of the ISIS. I'm not so sure the ISIS are people. I'm not so sure. I suspect they are Shadim. I suspect. It doesn't make sense how they go and they capture and they control. Nobody says around anything around the world. Very, very strange. Can you imagine Israel would have done such a thing? Execute few people like this, cut the head off, what's going to be all around the world. But this is what the Gemara says. Hashem wants to show the power that you should know. He is the one that you should have fear. From nobody else you should fear. Only from Hashem. And they say in the Holocaust the same. I said there's a prime evolution he writes in his book. This is based on the Torah. That if a person has a fear of Hashem only, nothing can happen to him. Nothing can happen to him. The people went through in the Holocaust through gates. If they had only Hashem's fear in the head. I'm not afraid of the Germans, I'm not afraid of the Gustavo. I'm afraid of Hashem. Afraid of Hashem, afraid of Iskirov, you know, other people went to concentration camp. They had that, only this, only that. That's what Hashem wants. That's one of the reasons Hashem made us to show us that He is Hashem, so I'm going to go outside and fear Hashem. I says, what you got to do in life? He says, you have to fear everything. Who says it? Moshe. Moshe says, a few weeks ago in the Torah, he says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Dorash Mimach, Kim Nirat Hashem Elokecha. Hashem wants you to have fear. If you have fear of Hashem, you're not going to do what you want. I'm afraid of a policeman driving behind me. He says, the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai said to his student before he died, Alevai, Shemai Malchei Kimora Ben Adam. I wish you're afraid of God the way you're afraid of people. The student says, what? That's all? I says, yeah. Try to figure it out. They're afraid of somebody. A person is afraid of a mouse. A mouse, funny. A mouse. A squirrel. That's in great neck. I know somebody did not want to come to shul. He died, he became a squirrel. So he came to the shul, running around the shul. And the people ran away from the squirrel. From a squirrel. Squirrel. In the middle of Shachari, they're running away. They're way running. I look at them and say, why are you running? A squirrel. From a squirrel you're running. Not even a snake, a squirrel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said in the Gemara this. People are afraid of nothing. But they're not afraid of Hashem. Yiratzon, before he died, he gave it to the bracha. Yiratzon, I wish you'll have fear of God the way you have a fear of a squirrel. Then you're not going to do anything wrong in your life. The problem is, we're not afraid of God. That's our problem. Why am I not afraid of God? How can it be? How can we not afraid of God? It doesn't make sense. I mean, if people have no emunah. Now, you say, if somebody has emunah, how come? This is another problem. What's the other problem? There's another king. It's called Melech Ksil, it's the Satan. That's the problem. So he confuses us. And he says, So who? The snake, look. The snake pushed Chava, says the Gemara, and the tree. I said, Leah, forget about it. You don't see nothing happen to you. God is afraid of you. What are you afraid of God? God is afraid you should be God. I said, how can you convince? Well, the Satan was inside the snake. Says the Chaim Baruch, listen, until that moment, Satan was not inside us, he was outside us. After Chava and Adam ate from the tree, Satan is inside us. Yishev after Chot HaLev, says the Gemara. Today we have Yetzirah, the Satan inside us. Who Yetzirah, who Satan, who Malach HaMavet. Who Malach HaMavet, who Satan. Says the Gemara, until they ate from the tree, says the Gemara, based on the Zohar, you didn't have Yetzirah inside you, it was outside. How was he able to convince Chava? It's a different lecture, as soon as we come to Parshat Bereshit. But it was not the Yetzirah, it was not the Satan. I says, that thing, so-called, vaporized when we stood on Har Sinai. Because we got so scared from what happened in Egypt. He said, Torah tells you, you know, that they saw an angel come from Shamayim diving. Mitzrayim Noseh Achareim, they scream to Hashem, they cry. And then Amalek, there is no food, there is no water. He need man, he need water. They all scared, you move one thing, and all of a sudden tomorrow you're not going to have man. You're not going to have water in the morning. You're going to die in the desert. He said, we got so scared. I said, we got to Har Sinai. I said, no. Levechad ki shechad, no fight, no argument, nobody. It says, we have one king. That's what it's saying in Caleb. It says, you make a Kodesh Baruch Hu is a king. A king is a nation, not on individuals. If you have a machloket, a fight with somebody, it means there's no king. Because it's going to be a king, so if the king looks at you and says, well, I have a machloket with somebody, what do you mean machloket with somebody? Emer Peloam, it says, king is for a nation. If you have a machloket with somebody, you hate somebody, it means no shoshana for you, as I said. That's what the road from Kelem on the door. When the people get in, he said, Elul, Elul, finish. You used to say, Elul, people used to faint. People used to say, Elul is to faint in Yeshiva. People used to say, and it's the Bekata Chodesh. Announce Bekata Chodesh, you say, Elul, people used to faint. That's how much scared people used to be from Elul. That was the purpose. That's the Gemara says, on Har Sinai, so this was Yom HaShishi, Vechul HaShemayim V'aretz, you know, so the Gemara says, aha, let me tell you something. Hashem created mankind was Friday. The Torah says, Yom HaShishi. So what's HaShishi mean? HaShishi means the sixth of Sivan. Then we got to Har Sinai, and we got clean completely from all the sins, everything we did. We did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. We did Avodah Zarah in Egypt. Maybe we did other bad things. Not as good, all of it, but some of them are not so acceptable. But we got to Har Sinai, all of a sudden says, everything is forgotten. Why are we forgotten? You're not forgotten? I'll tell you why. Because you got scared of God so much that you don't want to belong to the other side. You don't want Yetzirah inside you. This is the Teshuvah Shelem. You can say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king, and you think in your head, okay, but I do, it means Hashem is not a king. A king means you have to have Morah, you have to have fear of God. One of the things the Gemara says, Morah, I don't have fear, God is going to kill me. The Gemara says that you have to have fear of your parents. Yeshua Viftirah, so the Gemara, what does it mean? The Gemara says like this, you can't sit on your father's chair. And you come to the house, if your father sits over you, you can't sit. So what's the problem? It's fear. It's not respect. You must say it's called fear. Lo yeshev bimkomo. That's not called fear. What do you mean fear? You have to get scared. You see your father's chair, you have to be scared. He says, it's my father's seat. It's not that I give respect to my father, I don't sit on his seat. It's wrong, says the Quran. That's not called morah rabba. That's called morah av. It's not, the Quran says, Kibud, the Chabad, the Gemara says something else. Machilo, Mashkeu, give him a cookie, give him a tea, you know, take him outside, take him to the beach. That's called the Chabad. Fear of God, a fear of man, is not what we think. Get scared, I'm scared. No. That's called scared. I'm scared for my father's chair. Lo istoret barav. The Gemara says, you can lo komo. That's your father's place in the Knesset. You cannot stand on the same spot. Next week. My father's not here. Doesn't matter. He can't. He can't. It's called fear. Says the Gemara, lo istoret barav. Your father said something. I said, Papa, what time it is? He says, 6. I said, look at your watch. What's 6? 8. Papa, it's 8. Committed a sin. You have to be scared to say something to your father. Lo istoret barav. Says the Gemara, if it's wrong, you have to say it in a different way, the Gemara says. Your father said, I think you're allowed to do it. He says, no, you can't do it. I said to say, I think, maybe, I doubt, maybe I saw it in the book. I don't know if the book is wrong. I don't know, maybe I didn't see it right. I said to say, it's not kibud, it's not respect, it's called fear. So comes the Gemara and says, you know, that's the way we have to feel for Hashem. I says, we know his greatness and how big and great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so that's what you have to have. So then if you have that, then it's called Teshuvah Shelema. That means you're not going to do any sin. So why are you going to do the sin? Because why do you do the sin? You do the sin because the devil, the Satan, he tempts you. He said, eat this, eat that, go here, go there, do this, do this. He said, listen, I'm scared of God. I'm scared of God. I don't move my finger without thinking, maybe God doesn't want me to move my finger. Maybe Hashem doesn't want me this. I'm scared. So I don't want to upset him. I want him to be happy. I said, if he's going to be upset at me, I don't want him. I want him to be happy with me all the time. because that's what he created me. He created me, Lichvodo. Baruch HaLokin Shmoni Lichvodo. And I said, I don't want. Says the Gemara, you know, when Hashem created this mankind, the world, Sar HaOlam, that says the minister of the world said, Yichvod Hashem Ma'olam, Yismach Hashem B'ma'asav. Yismach Hashem B'ma'asav. I says, that's the person has to know, Hashem should be happy with him. Forget about the sins. You have to ask, Hashem, you happy with me? I said, if not, why did you create me? I says, why do I need to be here if I make you upset? If somebody, you know, bother somebody, I said, you don't want to be in front of him all the time. I said, listen, get away from me. Go wherever you want. I don't want to see you. I says, I'm not in Shara Tshuva. I says, yep, you did Tshuva? Yeah. But Tachpotam v'Tirtzenu, you have to make sure Hashem wants to see you around. He might say, listen, I don't want to see you. Say what Hashem told the snake. I don't want to see you no more. I says, go. Don't talk to me. Don't pray to me. Get away from me. He says, this is what's called En Olam Haba Yedem. The Gemara says sometimes a person will die, even though the Gemara says, the Torah says, Reper Admato Amor, this week's parasha, it says, death is kapara. It says, Rabbi Yunan Sharet Shuva, you know, there's a certain people, and then after they die, they won't have a long, but they won't get up in fraternity. Why? This is because that person really wanted only to upset Al Kadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't do a sin. Then he committed the sin. He said, I don't care about the Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean you don't care about him? You make him upset. I won't know about it. But the Torah says, he says, there's no Olam Abah. He says, that means the Lord says, Olam Ba'ed, Olam Ba'ed. Hashem Yimloch Olam Ba'ed. He says, Olam Ba'ed means Olam Abah. Olam Al-Meh Al-Mayah, Olam Abah. He says, you have to know that Hashem wants you to be there. It was because you make Hashem happy. But if Hashem sees you, he says, again I have to see this guy. Again Rosh Hashanah comes in front of me. Hashem doesn't want to hear you. He doesn't want to see you. I said, Hashem gets disgusted looking at you. You have to have favor. I would say every morning, you know, Hashem, Echenu, Lechetzu, Rachamim, Be'enecha, V'nekoloenu. Every morning we say in the tefillah, I said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I hope I'll find favor in your eyes. What do you say exactly? What do you mean? I said, forget about the sins. I committed, I didn't behave yesterday. I get up in the morning, I say, Yiratzon, Yitakirin, Torah, please, I want to find favor in your eyes. So the Gemara says it's about Noah. I says the Gemara says in one version that Noah also was not the biggest tzaddik, but he found favor in Hashem's eyes. I says it means Hashem is happy. So what does it mean? It means Hashem created this world. Ismach Hashem Ma'asav. That's what Sar HaOlam said. It says you should know. Yichvod Hashem LoOlam. The respect of Hashem should be forever. Ismach Hashem b'masav. Hashem should be happy with his creatures. I says, if Hashem is not happy, so you have no right to be here. That's what Hashem who's scared. I'm Israel in Egypt. That's what the Torah tells us. The story about Miriam and Yocheved and Moshe, the whole stories, Yamsuf and these fights, wars. I said, what is this? Only you know you should get out, so-called of the other side of the Satan, that is also called a king. And then it's a guarantee in Agidusin. Chachamim said, you know, that's the whole secret of Rosh Hashanah. In one word, secret of Rosh Hashanah is to get rid of the Yetzirah. That's it. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you something. Don't think I made it up. The Gemara said, I won't tell you something. Here comes Am Israel came to Beit HaMikdash, and Ezra gave them a lecture. Look at you. You don't even speak Hebrew anymore. Ashdorit. You speak Chinese. More Hebrew language. Look at the ladies you married. Goyot, from Iran, from Iraq. What's the matter with you people? Scream at them, start to cry. I said, You know what I said? As I told them and warned them, Hashem is going to destroy you completely, all of you. What do you think is a joke coming to Eretz Israel? Coming to Beit HaMikdash, standing over there, think it's a joke? You're going to get such a punishment. Start to cry. As I said, let me tell you something. You did the job now. What do you know what it is? Because Ezra saw that what it means is not just regret. Look what's going to happen in a second. You know what happened in a second? They all stood up outside and they said to Hashem, listen, Hashem, we don't want Yetzirah anymore. We don't want it. It's not enough to regret. Regret means nothing. Now I regret in 5 minutes, I have another temptation. Somebody is going to pull my tongue, I'm going to say Lashon Hara. I'm going to look, I'm not supposed to look. I'm going to eat, I'm not supposed to eat. I'm going to eat, I'm not supposed to eat. It means nothing. The only way to win it is the day of Rosh Hashanah. This is the day that actually the devil, the Satan, went inside us. The same day, Hashem expects us every year. That came the Goanim and said, listen, let me tell you something. The first thing what you say to Hashem before you can start, you say, V'chein tempachdecha Hashem elokeinu akol ma'asecha. Let me tell you where you're up to. So Rosh Hashanah, I said, what do you have to say? I said, Hashem, I want your fear to be everywhere. Everybody should be scared to death from you. Everybody should be down to you. Everybody should be one. Because if they're not one, you're not the king. That's what they're saying, Caleb. We do know the Satan is here. But and then Hashem, you know, now we know that you're here. Now we know that you are the one. Today is the day. Today is Rosh Hashanah. Today that guy went inside us. Because the Marishon had no fear of Hashem. He got no fear. Not only he got no fear, after he ate, he had chutzpah in his Hashem. Hashem asked him, did you eat from the tree? He said, I ate and it was very tasty. I think I'm going to continue. Hashem said to him, yo, what's wrong with you? Regret. He said, no. Maybe next life, maybe. I don't regret. It's so good that I'm eating more. Look at him. Not no respect. Big chutzpah. He said, Gemara, listen, baby. He said, Gemara, says, before Mashiach will come, there'll be so much chutzpah. He said, Gemara, says, Mishnah, nobody listens to nobody. Nobody has respect for nobody. So, excuse me, what does this do with Mashiach? Let me tell you something. Mashiach is supposed to come on Rosh Hashanah. Look at me, the Rosh Hashanah. Adam, our grandfather had chutzpah in Ganel. He told Hashem, I ate and I'm going to eat. Hashem said, you do the tshuva? I said, I'm going to do the tshuva. The Gemara says, before Mashiach, chutzpah. Nobody listens to nobody. Children to the father, daughter-in-law to mother-in-law, son to mother. Nobody will have respect. So what has to do with Mashiach? The Gemara, that's what Mashiach is all about. To correct so-called the fear of God. If the fear of God, you have respect. You have no fear of God, you have no respect. You have no respect. Yeah, you're polite, you try to be polite. But from that time you see, oh, look, the children, the parents raised them and this. In Mansi, somebody came to his father, says, Papa, you like my peot? He said, I look cute, right? Father said, you're very cute. Shaina Ingale. Nice child. He said, 1 second, Papa. Took scissors from his pocket, cut the peot, here, got it. Here, take it. You get this chutzpah to do it to your father. Where do you get it from? It's called grandpa. Adam HaRishon had a big chutzpah. Had no fear of God. That's Akedat Yitzchak. After Akedat Yitzchak, Hashem told Abraham, listen, Adat Yikir Elokim Atana, you have fear. You have fear of me. What do you mean fear of you? What do you mean fear? Listen, I told you to go slaughter your son. He said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, let me say some Tehillim first. And you say, you know, Tehillim, and learn some Zohar. Maybe, you know. And besides, no, maybe I didn't hear you well. I think he made a mistake. I said, this is Akedat Yitzchak. Hashem said, I know Yitzchak. Listen, this won't happen also. The Gemara says, you know, scare a person, physically. When the person is scared, he doesn't do anything wrong in his life. And try to put the person all the way up. Hang him, Chas v'Shalom. He doesn't think anymore about getting drunk or doing other bad things. He's so scared of death. That's Hashem told Abraham, listen, I'm going to explain you something. The whole thing is upside down, it's wrong. And says, the whole purpose of Rosh Hashanah is just to scare you. Says, the Rambam, you know, this is the purpose of the shofar. When you hear the shofar, you have to be in a level that you get scared from the shofar. Hashem wants to scare you. They scare you, you get back to Har Sinai. You get back, so called, the first Yom HaShishi, the first Friday. Then no sins, doesn't matter you're Al Capone. Doesn't matter you're Al Capone. As long as you're scared of me, then everything vaporizes. That was the whole purpose. Ezra Nehemiah told Israel, say, listen, stop the crying now. Chedvat Hashem imauschem. You have to have in your mind all the time, I want Hashem to be happy with me. That's it. Go eat, go drink. Just make sure you send Shulach Manot because I see some people over here fight with each other. So it means you don't accept Hashem as the king. Your king is the devil, the Satan. But just make sure one thing, that you don't want Satan. So the Gemara, you know what happened? They went outside, they went in Beit HaMikdash and said, we don't want Yetzer Hara anymore. Hashem, take it away from us. This is how you win the case. That's what the Gemara says. Says, okay, you need a miracle. The Gemara says, you need a miracle to pass Rosh Hashanah. Says, the Gemara, you need a miracle. The Gemara, we take a shave. The Gemara says, to shave the beard. I says, don't worry about shaving. You don't have to be a chosik. Says the Gemara, shave the beard before Rosh Hashanah. I'm not planning to do it. But the Gemara says, shave your beard. Shave it. He said, Mashiach will come the first thing and shave the beards of the people. Then we'll know who is really religious. The Gemara says, people take showers, they dress nicely, they shave the beard, and they go to court. He said, where you go to court? He said, let me tell you. I go to court, I have an apple and honey. My apple? Ketapuach ba'atzeayah, kendodi benabani. Zohar said, the apple is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, we are an apple too. The apple is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Zohar, an apple has three colors. You have to find, you have to try. Rosh Hashanah, to have an apple, has three colors. The inside is white, but outside you have a red and green. Red and green. That's the reason apple Hashem created. That's a three. It's called Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It's called Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Something in Kabbalah, I'm not sure what it means. It means the three ways that Hashem behaves something. I says, you give it in honey. He says, what do you give it in honey? I said, this is Hashem. Tachat ha-rapor ho-ra-ticha. The man said, you want to know the ladies. The ladies in Egypt, when Pharaoh said to the man, and to every mountain, that all the boys would be thrown into the Nile, the man separated from the wives. He said, I don't want to have a baby with it. The man says, forget about this. Such hard labor. They didn't want to go home. They didn't want to be with the family. They didn't want to make a family. The Gemara says the ladies used to come. Tachat ha-tapuach ho-ra-ticha. Tachat ha-tapuach ho-ra-ticha. It's like apple trees. It's not tachat ha-tapuach. It's not apple trees. It's Hashem. It's like a tapuach, like an apple. So the ladies had emunah, had fear of Hashem. And the Gemara, the Torah tells you, Miriam, when you have so much fear of God, that they didn't listen to power. Even the power was a powerful man. He's going to kill you. What do you mean? What do you mean? I told you to kill all the boys and you don't kill them. The Gemara says, forget about it, don't kill them. But they brought even water and food, the Gemara says, to the mother. I said, listen, you put yourself in danger. And the Gemara says, in all the respect our fathers, Abraham. The Gemara, let me tell you something. There's one person higher than Abraham Avinu. Higher than Abraham Avinu? The Gemara said, yeah, Ovadia. Ovadia. Ovadia is higher. Chacham Ovadia. The Navi Ovadia. The Gemara says, you know what? Avdecha haya yaret Hashem meod. Fear of God. Very. Avraham Avinu after Gilad Yitzchak Avinu says fear. Ovadia says very. The Gemara says, you know what? Avraham Avinu had fear of God. It's true. But this guy Ovadia, you know, the king killed all the prophets. Achav. Hashem Roshan. So Ovadia took 100 Nevi'im, hid them in a cave, 50 here, 50 there, and went and got food for them, and borrowed money with interest to feed them. Nevi says, called this guy, says the Gemara, Ovadia Yaret Hashem Me'od, put your life in danger, afraid of nobody but Hashem. That's called Yaret Me'od. That's how you win the case on Rosh Hashanah. Ubechen Tepach Decha, that's what Gonim said. Listen, that's the most important part in Rosh Hashanah. I said, that's the shofar. Hashem said, let me tell you something. Make me a king with a shofar. The shofar is Arkedat Yitzchak. You know Arkedat Yitzchak means? Hashem said, I wanted to explain to you something. You think I wanted you to slaughter Yitzchak? Nah. I wanted to scare Yitzchak. When Yitzchak was lying on the altar, what do you think he had in his mind? He wants to have Coca-Cola? Bagel with lax? He said, forget about it, I'm dead. Scared, shaking. The Gemara said, Yitzchak was shaking. Yitzchak told Abraham, Tie me hard. I'm so scared of God. I'm so scared of death. Please tie me. Because if you're not going to tie me, the Gemara said, Yitzchak told Abraham that the Shechita will be Pasul. Because if the animal moves while the slaughter, the Shechita Pasul. And so Yitzchak said, tie me. So that's what Hashem said to us. Listen, come Rosh Hashanah. Say 10 sentences about me being a king. Of course you're the king. No. V'chein tempach decha. Remember what you said before the 10 sentences. Hashem, everybody should have fear of you. And then we blow the shofar to remember Akitat Yitzchak, Akitat Yitzchak. Abraham had a fear of God, a fear of God, because otherwise he would not do. Take Yitzchak, his only son, 37 years old, time on the altar, slaughter him, he's crazy. And Yitzchak is scared to death. He sees the knife, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, you, that's what you have to feel in Rosh Hashanah. You feel this in Rosh Hashanah, there's no court case for you. The court case dismissed. That's the whole truth. Because it means you're scared only of God. You're scared only of God, it means you don't want the devil anymore. That's what it means. Because if you want something else besides God, it means you don't want God to be happy with you. It means you didn't fulfill the obligation. Come to me and say, now listen, I want to explain to you something. Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. In the Kiddush, in the Tefillah, you say, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron. Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. You don't understand. You know what happened in Egypt? Hashem scared us in Egypt. You know what happened? Eventually, we got to Mount Sinai. And eventually, Hashem washed all our sins. From what? He did teshuva. No. So one says, it was no machloket. So what is no machloket? No machloket means he's a king. And then we got so scared from Amalek and from other things. And there's no food. He says, only Hashem. He says, only Hashem. Now you fix so-called the grandfather's mistake. Had no fear of HaKadosh Baruch. It's called Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. That's the Kavanah in the Tefillah. And that was Chachamim tell us that that's the whole trick of Rosh Hashanah. Satan is so scared of Rosh Hashanah, scared of the Shofar. Why is scared of the Shofar? He's scared maybe we said to Hashem, we don't want him anymore, the way our father said we opened Bet HaMikdash. And as the Gemara said, when Mashiach will come, Hashem didn't slaughter him. He's scared it because he doesn't know. The Gemara says, this guy is El Capon. And he said to the lady, you, my wife, I'm actually said, I'm a holy man. The Gemara says, Mukodesh, what do you mean Mukodesh? No. Is Mukodesh because he regrets? No. Because maybe in his heart he said what our father said in Bet HaMikdash. We don't want the Yetzer Hara. We don't want the devil inside. That is guaranteed we're not going to do a sin anymore. Because if you want it, Satan, so I regret, but Shalom, he might tempt you again. He might tempt you again. You're going to do again, Lashon Hara. Again, you're going to do something that's not supposed to do. It means you're not going to have care of God. Ma'ashem Elokecha Tashmimach. That's what Ezra Sefer said. Gilu Birada. Gilu. David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Gilu Birada. Be happy with fear. If you fear, you cannot be happy. You don't understand. I'm happy that Hashem created me. I'm happy that Hashem is satisfied with me. I'm afraid to do something because if I'm not going to be afraid, He will not be happy with me. So the whole time we have to make sure Hashem wants us. To be in Yisrael. We want to make sure Hashem is happy to see you. And then I say, disgusting. I don't want to see you again. Forget about it. I'm not talking about forgive you, not forgive you. I can't, what's in America? I can't stomach you anymore. I can't stomach you. Get out of my face. Rabbi Yonah said, Chassolom can happen to a person. Hashem said, I'm enough. I don't want to see you anymore. But it means, what do you want to see you? I said, listen, I created you because I want to be happy when I see you. I'm not happy when I see you. So this is Shuvah, Shenema. That's what Chachamim said. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Rosh Hashanah is all about is you should go to that stage of Adam HaRishon on that day. That's what Hashem made Rosh Hashanah as Yom Adin, as the day of judgment. Because that day is the day that we lost fear of God. That we had no respect. That Hashem so-called lost the desire to see us. And that's Tchelva. That's what Chachamim said, don't fast on Rosh Hashanah. Go enjoy your food, because Hashem is happy to see you if you want to get rid of Tzara. Like our father said. That's what Chachamim said. The Tishrei Tehin Migael. Rabbi Meir said, Tishrei, if you do this job on Tishrei, that's what happened with Hamidosh on Tishrei, the Meshach Yom Rabbi Meir. Amen. Amen.